There is a massive shift coming to the body of Christ, a paradigm shift, a movement that's going to pour out from the right hand of God. The elders are in intercession over it. The prayers of the saints are in intercession over it. The seven spirits of God are going to be sent, and a brand new movement is going to be released from heaven itself. Revelations chapter 3, Revelations chapter 5, Revelations chapter 6. It's going to release, but what's going to cause that release is the preparation going to take place in the sons and daughters of the Most High God. We're entering into an age of perfect, say perfect love. As the body of Christ has been in restoration since the days of Martin Luther, and the restoration of justification by faith, and God began to restore the church age again. He restored the evangelistic office. He restored the pastoral offices. At the turn of the century, the baptism of the Holy Ghost fell. We are not going back to Azusa. That was a restorative process. It's already in the earth. We don't need to go back and restore that. That is already working. Everyone say amen. You don't have to go back to what God's done 100 years ago. God is progressively restoring right now. And through that outpouring, the office and the gifts of the Spirit, the ministration, that brought forth the age of the teacher and the charismatic renewal and the age of the healings and miracles all in the 50s. And then in the 80s, and from that point, the prophetic office was in restoration, now coming to full bloom. And now the apostolic office will come in and back into fullness. Say fullness. And that office will bring testimony. The office of the prophet and apostle will move together in the last hour. The doctrinal integrity will be there. But in that restorative process, the great, great, great restoration of all things is the Father's great love. And it's not just the visitation of the Father's love. He's calling his people. We are on the front lines of this right now. Oh, you got to hear what God is saying. Don't let these words pass you by. He's calling his people up to prepare them for the ministry of the Father. Bring this mic up just a little bit. The ministry of the Father will be in the last days. Just like it was when the Lord was commissioned by John and the Holy Ghost came upon him, that began the ministry and the restoration of the Father. Not since Adam had a man truly walked in dominion with God. Now the prophets walked in it, but the difference between the Lord, the prophets of the old walked in it, but the difference between the Lord and the Old Testament was the Father was present with him. Just like he was with Adam in perfect fellowship, here we see a man sent from the bosom of the Father. He says, he that sent me is with me. I am not alone. He said, in fact, the shepherd will be struck this night and you will all depart from me and leave me alone, but I am not alone. My Father is with me and he's going to go all the way to the cross. Until the day he has to depart and I have to pay the penalty. The Father went with him. His ministry was not of his own. He did not come to represent himself. He said, I do not come to bring honor to myself. I come to bring the honor to the one who has sent me. That was the Father's ministry. He began the church age with the Father dwelling in the Son, anointed with the Holy Ghost, going about doing good. He says, this Jesus of Nazareth went about doing good, anointed of the Holy Ghost. But so many people don't read the last part of that verse. For God the Father was with him. In the book of John, John brought out the ministry of the Father every time the Lord healed. We already taught a message on this. I won't go into this. But every time there was healing, the Lord attributed those miracles, those signs, and those wonders to the Father being present. when Philip asks him, show us the Father speaks directly to Philip. He says, have you not known me, Philip, all of these years? Who do you think's been doing this? And then Jesus said, can this not believe that I dwell with my Father and my Father dwells with me in the earth? For it's the Father that's doing these works among you. Say the Father. That was the ministry of the Father anointing the last Adam with dominion. Oh, hallelujah. There is a ministry we have not presently seen yet in our generation. We've seen forerunner taste, but there is a fullness of a ministry coming forth through a remnant body of sons and daughters where the Father's going to come. And he's going to be present with his sons. He's going to be present with his daughters. And the Lord's going to be present. They're going to make their abode in us. And the Holy Ghost is going to be present. And the Father's going to restore his works again. There's always this question in me. I know what happens when I'm with you, Father. I know when I climb up into your lap, when I move through the veil and I come, I know the greatness of your love. That, but why did you design it like that? Why do we have to come to you like that? Why did you call us out from where we are to where you are? I know that's why you did it. That's how you do it. But I want to know why you set it up like that. I know there's a love with the Father you can't find here. There's a love dwelling with him. It's consistent. That's full. It's always there. He always loves. It's who he is. He changeth not. And we can enter into that place by faith. But I wanted to know why. Why do we have to go? Why couldn't you just set it up where you would come and love us here? And he does. How many of you know the Father loves you? Well, you got that from somewhere. But there's a fullness of that love. And the reason he did it that way is because of this verse right here. Luke 5, verse 37. And no one pours new wine into an old wineskin. Because just like Tina said, that new wine's going to expand. Everything about the Father expands. Everything the Lord did, he was representing the Father. And he was representing the Father because he said, can you believe that I dwell with the Father and the Father dwells with me? Because the works that I do with the Father, you're going to do also. By the end of that chapter, he said, you should know. You will know that I dwell with my Father and you will dwell with me. I'm going to bring you into what I had. And then he said, if a man will keep my words, my Father will, those words will separate him to my Father and my Father will love him. And my Father and I will come and make our abode with you in the earth, just like he was with me in the earth. I mean, it's there. Now look at this verse. For if he does, the fresh wine will burst the skin and it will be spilt and the skin will be ruined and the wine will be given for nothing. It'll spill out. How many wineskins have we seen break in our generation alone? Ill prepared. People went out before their time. People moved out. Some people just got a hold of heaven, didn't know what they got a hold of. They had this something in them that could touch heaven, but everything about them was dysfunctional. But they touched the realm of heaven and brought heaven down. Heaven's not going to stay with you very long when you're dysfunctional. Because you won't bear the weight. You can't bear the weightiness. The gift realm's different. The Holy Spirit knows exactly how to regulate it on your behalf when we're carnal. He knows how to regulate the power. He knows how to regulate the anointings. He knows how to regulate the gifts in accordance to where we are. Amen. But when you touch heaven and when heaven comes down in an unregulated fashion, if there is dysfunction, eventually it's going to catch up. Oral Roberts told Benny Hinn one time, he said, in my tenure of walking with God, I've never seen a man capture an international revival anointing and last more than 4 years. He said, you've carried it longer than that, Benny, is the testament. When they hit that international scene, we saw it. We saw it with young prophets getting anointed, and just everybody jumped on the train with them because, I mean, you touched that thing and everything he touched would just be blessed. People could fill up their whole churches just getting an alliance with them. They didn't care what it was costing him. They just wanted that stuff that was coming off of him. Filled stadiums. Then fell under the weight of it twice. That kind of weightiness is going to require a wineskin that's been pared from above. And I realized what the Father's doing. As Tina was ministering this Friday night, I said, oh my. Because I've been telling you, I said, there are things that happen with the Father. For every one thing I'm telling you that's happening in there, there's five more things I'm not telling you. Because it's so intense and so personal and so deep and so wide, it's like a combine tractor running through you. He leaves nothing. He's so thorough in the way he deals and the way his love. He accepts you the way you are, and then that love starts its love. I'm going to tell you, when the Father's loving you, he will not leave you the way you are. That's an utter impossibility to be left the same. You won't act the same. You won't react the same. You'll be changed at core level. Stuff that you can sit under the charismatic full gospel church. You can get up under one prayer line after another, after another, after another, and all that stuff survives all that. But that stuff won't survive in the Father. He goes past the status quo. He goes into the deep, into the depths. He says, I desire truth in your innermost being. I desire truth way down there where you can't see down there. Somebody say amen. He boldly goes where no man has gone before. God will Star Trek you in a heartbeat. The Father will put a Star Trek mantle on you. He'll search the heart. No man light of the lampstand and covereth it and put it in the corner. He'll put it right in the middle of the room. So its light can search the heart. But that love is what I'm realizing. The Father's going to release his ministry in this last hour. The Father's going to dwell not with one, not with two. He's going to dwell with a remnant. And they are going to do exploits in this hour, in this generation, in this time that the world is so ripe for. They're going to be able to walk in the midst of those street full-blown riots, and they're going to stand up and speak a word, and the violence will be quenched. They'll come right in the midst of the violence protest. And when everybody's shouting and screaming and hysteria, demonic hysteria, and they'll come in with the Father, and they will preach, and those people are going to turn to the Lord. I mean, truly turn. But that kind of ministry, something has to bear the weight of that. And our present church wineskin, not talking about this church, the whole church, the present whole church wineskin can't bear the weight of the Father's ministry the way it is. I don't care how high, how good, how goody two-shoe Mary Poppins it is. It doesn't matter. It cannot bear the weight because the Father's ministry is weighty. It is full and it will impact the world. And it must bear the weight. We're calling on it. We see it. Come. Oh, God, come. He says, I can't.
If he comes the way we're asking him to come, our wineskins will break in front of the whole world. I cannot put this kind of wine in your wineskin. I cannot put what you're asking for with your present wineskin. You're going to have to come to a place where I can prepare me a temple. You're going to have to come to a place where I'll prepare me a wineskin. And when she was speaking Friday night, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me. He said, you cannot find that kind of preparation in the earth. That's why I called you to where I am. Only the Father's ministry, only the Father can prepare that kind of wineskin. Because only love, he will only dwell in his own self. He's only going to dwell in his own wineskin. And love is going to have its way. Love's going to have to root out. It's going to dig him a foundation in there. It's going to prepare him a habitation. And when you're separated from him, he says, my Father will love you. My Father will prepare you. Then my Father, when you're ready, he'll prune your vine. Cut down the tree more like it. He will cut down every tree known and unknown to you. What's going to shock you is your capacities. You know, when Hitler got his youth, he began to indoctrinate them. They were all young. He began to indoctrinate them in his ways. When he was done with them, they could line up 10 people and shoot them right in a row without even thinking. All he did was tap the capacity of that old man and brought it to a full age. Evil. To where they could kill all the day long. And when they're done, smoke a cigarette and have dinner and think nothing about it. It's the nature of that old man. That old man was just taught to do that. Well, our new man. It says, your old man brought fruit unto death. Your new man, in the same way that old man reigned unto death, your new man can reign into life. But the Father's going to have to prepare him a temple. And there is no presence. Now, the Father's love will come to us here, but it's not enough to just get visited. That's for your, to help your faith get to him. He'll visit you and teach you that he loves you. He'll visit you. But only to help you get to him, because he must have a people that will dwell. That's why he's calling us there. To prepare a habitation. To prepare a temple. To prepare a wineskin that's going to contain him. Because he said, when my Father's done, my and my Father will come and dwell with you. When the Father dwells, the weightiness of heaven comes with him. You won't have to work a miracle. The power of the Lord will be present to heal. Virtue flowed out of him and he healed them all. But the Lord said, I'm not the one doing the healing. It was my Father doing the healing. So the way it's going to work now is the Father's going to heal through the name of the Lord Jesus, through your vessel and the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the ministry that's coming. You think God's going to win the world with the present power that's in the body of Christ? We're all calling for more and more and more and more. And God said, I can't. Your wineskin will break in what you're asking for. You have to come up. Then I saw this verse. But he puts the new wine into the fresh wineskin. Where are you going to get that one? I've been around for a little while. The Lord specifically had me travel with several power ministries. I was so hungry in those days. And he gave me favor to run around, travel with him. Just to sit in there anointing, I'm like, I want this. I was made for this kind of power. One's still standing, one is fallen.
what the Father really wanted. The ministry of the Father in the earth. He's given us the words. He's given us the path. He's given us the revelation. And he's already introduced us to the first phase of it. The Father loving us. I didn't realize all he was doing. I'm like, Father, you are so deep. We live in a world veiled. Sometimes we see things a lot differently. Look at this verse. Look at verse 39. And no one, say no one, after drinking old wine, immediately desires the new. For he says the old is good. Say the old is good. Do you know the greatest enemy to the new wine is the old wine? People don't know how to shift. They don't know how to shift. You can preach the new to them. They can get under the new, but they don't know how to move to the new because the old has bound them. The hardest thing ever when the Lord showed up, he said, everything that I'm about to tell you is 100% different than everything you've ever known about the Father. You've known him under works. You've known him under legalism. You've known him under the law. And everything I'm about to tell you, I'm introducing a dispensation of grace where the Father himself is present. You know who fought him? The old order. They crucified him. They didn't know how to shift. That's why, FYI, when the Father gets ready to do something brand new, he's not going to just show up with words. Right now in our congregation, he's giving us the words that are going to complete the process. But when he opens this to the world, don't think for one second he's going to open this wineskin with words only. He has to bring a level of power, dunamis, creative power, fullness, blessing, and glory to testify, I'm speaking, not LaRue speaking, to testify, the Father is now speaking through the Son in this vessel. To testify, this is what I'm doing for this generation. That's called being sent from the Father. We dwell in the Father's bosom and then we get sent from him. But he that sent me, the Lord said, is what? With me. He says, as the Father has sent me, so I now send you in the same manner. My Father and I will go with you. And when we go with you, woo, they're going to show up with something called power. Raw, apostolic, dunamis power. Not the trinklings we're getting right now. The kind of power that's going to cause the immediate creative miracles one after another, after another, after another, after another. To testify that the Father is once again operating in the earth. And this is the message that we bring to the world. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the doorway of salvation. And through and by him, you will be saved and reconciled to the Father. And if you so will, once you're reconciled to the Father, be fully restored to the Father dwelling with you in the earth. God's going to have his whole way in this generation. Oh, hallelujah. I remember the vision of Tommy Hicks about the sleeping giant. And he saw it mountains, and it was like a big old giant. I can't remember it all, but he was like made of silver. And he arose and he put his hands into the heavens and silver came down and filled him completely. When he put his hands into the heavens and then he broke, the whole giant broke. And liquid silver went all over and broke out all the nations. When that silver would hit a place, it would just go on. It started going. Whew. And he saw the last day body, remnant body, operating from the heaven. And the Spirit of the Lord told him. And he showed him, I believe it was after that. He showed him many of the old order that had been seeking are the very ones that will fight against this when it shows up. Because they have drank their old wine so long, they have no taste for the new, even when it smacks them right in the face. I have seen in this journey of ours that we've been taking every time God, because we've been in a revelation phase, but we're coming fast. The demonstration phase, and glory, is that going to be fun? We saw it the other day when I was prophesying with Chuck. I saw this table. I saw this table and we were invited to get behind the table. He said to serve from this table is the greatest honor in all the history of man, and the Lord laid the table out and we got to serve heaven, the real heaven, to the needy, the maimed, the lame, the poor, and the blind. He laid a table for them. And when they came and ate from the table, they didn't leave blind. I said this before. My spiritual father, I'll never forget this. He went to Ensenada, Mexico, and he had a breakout of miracles. And the next night, they emptied every hospital and every insane asylum in a 20-mile radius, and they brought him to that meeting. And he goes, the depravity of humanity broke his heart. The stuff that nobody sees because it leaves them in the hospitals. Brought him out right in front of his meeting, and the power went dead that night. He closed the rest of the meetings now. And he drove his motorhome out into the middle of a desert. And he says, God, and he filled that motorhome with 40 jugs of water. He said, I will not leave here until you tell me what answer you have for that level of humanity. And he fasted for 40 days. And the Father came and visited him and spoke to him audibly. The Lord spoke to him. He says, Dave, do you want the best that I have for a blood, air-breathing man on this side of eternity? He says, you know that I do. He says, all you have to do is attain to the fullness of my love walk. We're going to have to be led by the Lord into the Father. We were going to have to be brought into the Father's love to prepare a wineskin that he can dwell in. And he's so glorious. He's so beautiful. Now I know the prayer, Father, preparing me a wineskin. I will not be sent until I am ready. He'll continue to use us the way we are, but you won't send us until we're ready. When we're ready, you'll go with us. You have prepared a wineskin that can contain you, Father. Love will contain love. John said it like this, I know and believe the love you have towards me. But he that dwelleth in love dwells in God the Father. He's 85 years old speaking those words. He already made his journey to the Father. He says, and he that dwelleth in the Father will dwell in him. And verily, the love of God will be perfected in him, for perfect love will cast out the old man. It's going to cast the old wineskin out. The perfect love of the Father is going to cast the old wineskin out and prepare a brand new wine. And we have been given words in this place. We have been given mysteries in this place. It will cause the power of that kind of transition. I've seen my old wineskin. It's ugly. You've seen my old wineskin. What I marvel in, now that I'm dwelling with him, I said, how did you ever, ever put me in the ministry? I said, why would you have ever done that? He goes, I use many like that. And most never come out of that wineskin. And had I promoted you, you would have lived in that old wineskin with that dysfunctional stuff that you had. And you'd have justified everything you did in the name of ministry. And you would have come to me and failed what I called you to be. But now I found a new way of living, and he is transitioning the wineskin. And when Tina spoke that, I said, I got so caught up. I said, Father, that's what you're doing. You're preparing a wineskin for you to come and dwell in the earth. Because I said, Father, come and dwell. It's my prayer. Come and dwell. Come and dwell. And now I realize he wants to come. He wants to dwell among us. He's got a tabernacle, by the way. You know what that tabernacle had? Two sides to it. The outer part of that tabernacle was an old badger skin. But inside was a smooth lamb skin of the interior of that tabernacle. And the Father came and dwelt inside the tabernacle. God the Father is going to prepare him a habitation. We have been most blessed to have received these words, to know that all that he's doing all over the world, we are on it. Somebody sent me an email the other day. I don't know if the people who listen to this says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. You are on it. She says, I'm distributing your teachings all over right now. Don't waste these words. Don't let the enemy steal your life right out in front of you. Because there's a window right now. You're not going to live your whole life out. Nobody is in this generation. He's coming. He's going to give a window in which he's going to prepare his people. And he's going to bring his remnant forth and dwell with them and do his works again before the tribulation age begins. Don't waste these promises. Don't think for a second the warfare around your life is normal. It's not normal. The good news is we're hearing some words and some revelation, and we're sitting on a path right now. But the other news is the enemy will come strong for those words. It's not about you. It's about the words. They have the power to deliver you to the Father. They have the power to separate you so the Father can prepare you. And Chuck and Sharon are going to share a revelation Wednesday night. Don't miss it. About why the enemy hates you so much. He used to stand in front of the Father. And he tried to get the face to face with the Lord. And the Lord would not give him face to face. He said, get behind me. That is not your honor anymore. you will not stand face to face with me. You are a fallen being. I will not give you that honor. And you go in the front of a king. If you get a face-to-face encounter of a king, you have been given an honor. We are all called to come face-to-face with not only our king, but the Father that he represents. It's been given to us by birthright. I feel for the people who choose the old wine and don't know they're choosing it. They won't prepare a wineskin for the new. They said, oh, I like the wine just the way it is. You know what they're doing? They're trying to take that old wineskin and max it out. They're saying, stretch. It won't. It's already set. Its parameters have been set. It can't stretch. And they're trying to max it out every way possible. It wasn't designed to be maxed out. It was designed to hold enough until you got to the Father where he could give you a new one. Your Father's ministry will be among men again. The works, he said, that I do. And the Lord just got through saying, not the works that I do, but it wasn't me doing them. It was the Father. You will do also a first world glory. Raising the dead in a first world country. Did you hear that? Not hidden in the jungles, in a first world country and first world media. Blind, lame, maimed, poor. Not one person, but a remnant body who's had a wineskin, a tabernacle prepared of the Father. And everyone will know, oh, that's the Father. Oh, there's another one from the Father. The sons, the manifested sons of God will come into the earth being sent. They will rise right up. The next time you get into a conference, or next time you, Father, come. Come with all your glory. Remember, he cannot answer that prayer until he prepares a wineskin for which he can dwell in. The better prayer right now, instead of Father, come. This is what shifted me Friday night. It's Father preparing me a wineskin. Bring me and let me sit with you until this wineskin's ready to hold you. Because what it's going to do is all manner of evil is going to come against you. And your response will be love. Your response will be love. Every dagger will be thrown in. Your response will be love. You will overcome evil with good. And once that love takes its root and that wineskin's ready, the Father will come inhabit it with the Lord Jesus, and they will do their work again. And this is who we are. This is where we're going.